the Matran's operating function. In the nanosecond before it slammed shut, he saw an odd sight. Out in the control room, three or four men leapt into view, all holding silvered blasters, all wearing some sort of uniform with a black stripe down maroon pants and a cream top. Each had some kind of goggled mask concealing his face. The door was closed, and Ryan heard a burst of gunfire ricocheting off the purple armor glass. Mist began to flood the gateway. Ryan turned, grabbed the G-12, and threw himself on the floor, glimpsing the ghostly figure of JB standing opposite him. He leaned against the wall, his face as white as ivory, blood trickling from his nose, mouth, and ears.
Oh, God. Not again.
But it was way too late for that. The fog swirled through the chamber, penetrating into the depths of Ryan Cotter's mind, clouding out all of the present and most of the past, taking him into an unknowable future. He huddled up, loosening his grip on the Sig Sauer. It fell on the steel floor by his head. That was the last sound that Ryan carried with him into the painful blackness. When he began to recover consciousness, he could still hear it ringing inside his head.
Fire blast.
As he lay sprawled on the floor, Ryan realized, to his infinite surprise, that he didn't actually feel any worse than he had after the first abortive jump. His stomach still ached as though a mule had kicked it, and the inside of his skull was aching as though a sticky had been trying to rip it loose from its moorings. He'd bitten his tongue, and a little blood trickled from a corner of his mouth. Christy rolled over onto her back. Her green eyes were unfocused, and her sentient red hair was curled tightly over her scalp.
That was the triple pits, lover.
Worse than you know. And weird. There was an intermediate stop along the line.
JB came around next and wiped the blood from his face as he sat up. He took out his spectacles and perched them carefully on the bridge of his narrow nose.
I had this dream that I was in a tunnel under the earth. And then I stood up and you were there, Ryan, slamming the door. Purple walls and a bright light. What was real and what wasn't?
Ryan noticed two things. The armor glass had changed color, from purple to a delicate shade of blue-green, and the cold had gone. The air was much warmer and humid.
We stopped when the first jump went wrong, and we finished up someplace else.
What's that mean? In Deathland?
Ryan shook his head, immediately regretting the movement, and pressed his fingers to his throbbing temples.
Sorry, babe. No, I don't think it was in Deathlands at all. Back in Rusky territory? No, JB. Not there either. Just somewhere odd. There were people there, like sec guards. Uniform and masks. Tried to chill us.
They tried to kill us? Why? Who were they?
Ryan chose to keep to himself the strange feeling that gravity had been lighter than usual, even though it fitted in with a theory that he'd been wondering about for several months.
I don't know. Probably we'll never know. The second jump was better. How do you feel?
Felt better. Then again, I've felt worse. That first one was a real son of a bitch. How's Doc? And the kid?
Ryan felt an instant pang of guilt that he hadn't checked on his son. The boy looked as though he were asleep, both hands thrust between his thighs, his mouth open. Like most of them, Dean had been bleeding from the mouth and nose. Doc looked less than well. The old man had an arm thrown across his face, and his mouth was working as if he were trying to rid himself of something unpleasant. Both hands were trembling, and his legs were twitching. He'd been sick, and threads of bloodied spittle dangled from his parted lips. Dean moved first. His eyes flicked open and looked around, revealing the blind fear of someone who didn't know where he was.
It's all right, son.
Ryan managed to kneel beside the boy and put an arm around his narrow shoulders. He smoothed the child's dark, matted hair. At first, Dean pulled away. Then recognition flooded in, and his expression cleared.
Hi, Dad. We there?
Yeah.
Where's here?
Don't know yet, Dean. You feel all right?
The boy hopped to his feet.
Sure. Bit sick. Can we go?
Gotta wait for Doc.
He don't look good.
Doesn't.
What?
He doesn't look good, not don't look good. You should try to speak properly, Dean.
Yeah, sure.
But it was true. Doc didn't look good at all. Mildred got down on her knees by the old man, gripping his wrist between finger and thumb. She put her head on one side to listen to his breathing.
Yep. Fast and shallow. Pulse and respiration both.
What's the matter with him?
Ryan suddenly realized that it was unusually warm inside the chamber. He wiped sweat from his forehead. Mildred stood up and looked down at the old man.
That first jump was a real bitch. We should cover him and try to keep him warm. He's gone into a kind of shock.
Hope it hasn't turned his brain again.
Ryan picked up the G-12 and slung it over his shoulder. The worry over Doc's mental balance was a constant running sore. The time trawling that he'd undergone had certainly done permanent damage to the old man, and he sometimes seemed to find it hard to hang on to exactly when it was. Was it the late 1890s, or the end of the 20th century? Or was it closing in on the year 2100, the real present?
What if he's lost it, lover?
I'll have to leave him.
Now wait a minute, Ryan.
Let's wait and see, Mildred. It depends. But we can't split up for long. Maybe he'll be fine, maybe not. We've seen Doc when he didn't know which way was up. Get into a double-red situation with someone like that, and you all go off on the last train west. But let's just see.
He's coming around, Dad. Saw his eyes flicker.
Should we get him on his feet, Mildred?
Not yet, John. Lift his head and prop him up against the wall.
Ryan helped the armorer ease the old man into a sitting position. Doc's lids clicked up like blinds. His eyes looked out vaguely, a faded blue, like a shirt that had been left too long in the sun.
Lushington.
How's that, Doc?
I'm a famous Lushington, my dear fellow. Too much of the Major's best port.
What's he saying?
He's a bit confused about where he is right now. He'll be fine soon.
But in his heart, Ryan felt a feather touch of fear. The old man gazed down, seeing the pool of vomit on the floor.
That looks sadly like the remnants of one of Mother Payne's delicious veal and pork pies. Such a waste. That bow wow sauce quite snapped at the end of a fellow's tongue. And the plum duff with cloves. All gone. Finished. Left. Departed with the captains and the kings.
Tanner gave the watching circle of faces a lopsided smile. Mildred wiped blood from under his hawk-like nose.
There. Now, do you feel like getting up on your feet, Doc?
Doc looked at her, shaking his head in confusion.
You are not one of those quadroon women working in that sporting house on Vine, are you?
No, Doc, I'm not.
I thought that you were not what I thought that... I fear I have lost my thread of words.
J.B. leaned in and patted the old man on the arm.
Don't worry about it, Doc.
Did you call me Doc, my good man?
Sure.
Never eat at any places called Mom's or play cards with anyone called Doc. Is that not what they say? Is that my name?
Dr. Theophilus Algernon Tanner. Remember?
What truly wonderful hair you have, child.
Doc stroked her hair with his right hand.
Like sparks from the very chariot of Phoebus. But beware the sad fate of Icarus, who flirted with the sun and melted his wings of wax.
He closed his eyes and swayed a little on his feet.
More water with it.
Ryan looked at the others, seeing his own concern mirrored in their faces.
Let's move out of here. See how he is in a while.
Let's get going, Theophilus.
J.B. and Mildred helped Doc between them, supporting him while Ryan eased open the lock on the gateway door.
I'm tired, and I want to go... Go where? Where is Emily? And where are my dear children? Oh, Julian, Rachel, come to Papa! Where are all the snows of my yesteryears? Gone to graveyards, everyone.
Tears had overflowed the corner of his left eye and coursed through the stubble on his cheeks, touched the edge of his lips, and rolled off his chin to plop onto the floor.
This is a bad one, Ryan.
Yeah,